Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is The Switch, written and recorded by Robin of Robin Eats Everything. I like it when an old fuck gets back in touch. They must have been reminiscing about me, my body, maybe what I can do with my mouth. They must have been feeling horny, feeling excited, feeling perhaps a little desperate. The first time round must have been good enough to merit a sequel, hopefully. Knowing someone is thinking about me that way, taking time over memories of me, is delicious. He was the second person I fucked after becoming Polly. The first was a doctor, who wanted to see what it would be like to fuck a fat girl, and made me shower for at least 20 minutes before he could touch me. Still, he made me come by slamming his fingers into me so hard I was left with bruises, and when I got home, I looked in the mirror and congratulated myself out loud for being brave and slutty. In contrast, this guy acted like he really wanted to fuck me, and, at least not outwardly, didn't view that as a novelty. We only met the once. Why only the once? It was fun. He was sweet and respectful. But sometimes things just mutually stop. Especially when you meet someone off Tinder and they live an hour away and you're actually not obligated to enter any kind of lasting arrangement with them. But it was fun. And after he messaged me, I spent some time replaying that one day in my head. He sat on the bed, naked, lounging against the pillows. And my stomach flipped when he patted his thighs, gesturing for me to sit there. I straddled him, letting my hand slowly trace down his chest before he grabbed my hips firmly. "Turn around." He twisted my hips and I followed, straddling him in reverse. "Lean over." His hand authoritatively pushed my back down and I complied. My arse now in his face, hips spread, my cunt exposed. He explored me. I felt fingertips lazily drift down one cheek, then evolving into long scratches. Spit landed on my arsehole and was slowly rubbed around while a thumb probed into my cunt. My lips were parted, as though he was inspecting every inch of flesh intently. He wasn't trying to make me come. He was just fascinating himself with me. All the time, I was face down on his legs, eyes closed, and biting my lip so hard I tasted blood. Then, a rummaging sound. I remembered the bag of toys I'd placed next to the bed, and my eyes snapped open, peering round to try and see what he was going to use on me. "Stay still. Just relax." Then, the buzz of my favourite clit vibrator. Anticipation does very funny things to a body. Your mouth waters as you exhale heavily. Beads of sweat pool on your palms. Your heart flutters and your chest feels heavy. And then, finally, your sex swells as you imagine it being touched. Hearing that buzz, my clit was pulsing. The soft, rounded silicon made me jump a little as he pushed it gently against me, directly onto my swollen clit. Hearing me moan, he increased the speed a little on the dial. Then again. And again. Holding the vibrator perfectly still, he increased every time I made a sound, which became more and more frequent. I warned him that I was going to come really quickly if he continued. He said nothing. I could sense him watching closely. And within the space of a couple of minutes, I came, grinding back onto the tip of the vibe and swearing loudly as my body convulsed. He removed the vibrator and again said nothing. Then suddenly, he grabbed my hips with both hands and shoved his face forward into my cunt, his tongue forcing its way into my hole. He wanted to taste me, taste what he'd done. All I could do was shake and whimper, my cheek against his legs. Only when I was clean did he pull back and say, "Good girl." Before I could catch my breath, I heard rummaging once more, then a weird squirting sound. I didn't put two and two together until I felt the familiar point of my butt plug pressed against my bud. The lube was cold as he eased it inside me, slowly and firmly, until it popped in. He let out a long sigh, as though he was overcome at the sight of it, and caressed my arse cheek. The head of a dildo was pushed assertively into me. The combination of my wetness and his spit meant the shaft slid in without any hesitation. Then, I was fucked. I was fucked hard and rhythmically, not for my pleasure, but just so that he could see me get fucked. I could hear how wet I was, though, as the dildo was thrust into me over and over. I felt filled and stretched, and even though it wasn't for my pleasure, fuck, it felt incredible. He stopped abruptly, pulling the dildo out of me sharply with a wet, sucking sound. "Here." I looked around, and the dildo was being offered to me. "Taste it." I shifted so that I could turn enough to reach it, just enough so that I could flick my tongue against the tip. I'd tasted myself many times before. He leant forward so I could wrap my lips around the head, sucking myself off it. He laughed a little. "Fuck, that's so hot." As he pulled it out of my mouth, I thought he was going to replace it back, deep inside me. But he didn't. I heard a click, like the sound of something being plugged in. Then he leant back again. The fat, bulbous head of my magic wand being pushed against my lips made me gasp. He settled it into the flat of my flesh, just below my clit. I gripped his legs so hard. Like before, he held it still as I pushed back and ground my clit against it. I must have looked like such a desperate slut. This time he didn't increase the speed until I begged him to. Again, he watched silently and intently as I came. I screamed expletives as I rubbed my clit against the bulb, my ass jiggling up and down in front of his face. Before I'd even stopped, the wand was removed and replaced with his tongue, licking my clit while I cried out the last of my orgasm against him. His tongue once again probed into my hole and tasted me, before he pulled back and released the plug from my ass with a pop. He'd had his chance to study me. He'd now learnt what I tasted like, how quickly I could come, what my cunt looked like as an orgasm ripped through it, how hard my ass could bounce as I was being fucked. Now, it was my turn to study him. Still catching my breath, I turned around and straddled him once more, kissing him hard. I told him exactly what I wanted to do to him right then, using the most blunt, lurid words I could think of. I could hear his breath deepen as he nodded in agreement. "Get on all fours." He complied, facing away from me on the bed, his hands gripping a pillow. I moved behind him and began by gently rubbing his asshole with my thumb, pressing into it every now and then. He mewled softly. This was the first time he'd been touched like this. Spitting on his bud, I rubbed a little harder while I pulled one of his balls into my mouth with my tongue and sucked firmly. Moving to the other ball, I could see how hard he's become. His cock was straining against the bedsheet. His face was buried in the pillow. Then we were the same, both exploring the other's pleasure. I made a choice to push him a little further. Feeling my tongue on his asshole, he moaned louder than I'd heard him before. It's so incredibly fucking hot when a guy accepts being rimmed. The kind of taboo bit about eating arse aside, it's a very vulnerable, non-traditional position for someone who's masculine to be in. And that's the bit that causes my cunt to become drenched. I swirled the flat of my tongue around him in circles, gripping both cheeks so hard I left indents in his soft skin. Spitting on him further, I pushed the tip of my tongue inside him. He pushed back against me, fucking my tongue, forcing it deeper in. He tasted like skin and spit. I decided then that I wanted him to come that way, being impaled on my face. My hand reached under him and gripped the base of his cock hard. He swore so loudly. Stroking his shaft, I formed my lips around his hole and sucked his skin, my tongue still swirling around his bud. Sucking, swirling, stroking, we stayed like this for several minutes. His moans were becoming more and more primal as his hips pushed back against my face. At one point, he sounded as though he was crying. My fingertips could feel his pre-cum. Pushing my tongue inside him once more, he broke. Becoming very still, he allowed me to pump his cock vigorously until every last drop had erupted from him as he shouted. My tongue remained fixed deep inside his arsehole. Afterwards, he slumped forward. I lay on top of him, caressing his ass. He messaged me again on Boxing Day. "Get any nice presents?" "Yes, I replied. But the only thing I really, really want is you again. If you liked that, you can find more of my work at Robin Eats Everything. That's R-O-B-Y-N eatseverything.wordpress.com. And more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.